All right. Thank you for that. I think welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our great pleasure to welcome the Hall of Famer running back Thurman Thomas, and he is here on behalf of Southern Recipe Pork Rinds. It's crunch time because we're getting ready for the 16th annual Pork Rind Appreciation Day. And as always, this helps Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats. Thurman, welcome back to the show. The Gridiron Greats is a huge thing. When you think about most players don't have a career like yours, they're usually about 3 years or less, and they kind of get forgotten. So it's really a huge charity, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the funds, you know, go to the retired players and their families that are dealing with, you know, medical, financial hardships, medical assistance, with transportation costs. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. And like you said, you know, there's some players that play 1 year, some players that play 13 years, and they don't have that opportunity to, you know, play in the league for 3-4 years and get a business going or getting things like that going. So I love Mike Ditka and the Gridiron Greats and what they've done over the past 16 years. It's been a great foundation for a lot of former players to get involved with because, you know, it's a brotherhood for us. We love helping our fellow teammates and brotherhood that, unfortunately, you know, things like this happen, and I'm just glad that in the sports world, as a former athlete, we realize some of these things that these athletes are going through, and we're, you know, so proud of Mike Ditka and everybody that's associated with the Gridiron Greats to continue to support this great organization.
Very well said. We're the same age, so I watched your whole career. I want to ask you your time with the Pokes. What was it like? You were the man. And then there was this youngster named Barry Sanders. What was it like playing with that guy?
Well, you know what? For me, it was great playing because, you know, I had been there 2 years before Barry, so I had already kind of made my way for the team and for the football team. But once he got there, you know what I mean? I think I was a junior. He was a freshman. And, I mean, he really didn't see. It's hard to see a lot, you know, during practice, and yeah. I was playing a lot, and he wasn't, you know, but some of the things that he did on the football field as a freshman were incredible. Like, the first play of the game, kickoff, he ran it back for 100 yards. Now, you're like, wow, I mean, wow, can that turn into a Heisman Trophy career? You know, you just don't know, right? And so, but as my career got into my senior year, you know, we were blowing teams out, and you know, I could have stayed in and just ranked up my yards or whatever, but, you know, I was like everybody else. I wanted to see what this guy was about because, you know, he was the second team running back, and I wanted to see what he was about. And so I let him play, and by the end of the year, I was like, yeah, I think when I leave, yeah, Oklahoma State's going to have a hell of a guy replacing me, I tell you that. And it was fabulous to see, you know, me being my rookie year with the Buffalo Bills. You know, we playing on Sundays. It was great to get to see some of the highlights that he had from Saturday playing at Oklahoma State, and boy, they were amazing.
Well, thinking about that, your quarterback, Mike Gundy, and it's hard to believe it was 20 years ago, he said, I'm a man, I'm 40, that whole thing, but he's a Stillwater lifer, right? So watching the ups and downs, because he's a character, did you ever call him up and say a little more of this, a little more of that, or you just kind of watch like the rest of us?
I watch like the rest of you guys. I don't do anything with Mike Gundy. I text him and say, hey, great game or whatever, but yeah, I've never said, hey, Mike, you need to letting up on the media, but, you know, he's a character, man. He's a character, and you know, and he was kind of that way the couple of years that he was at Oklahoma State, 2 years that I was there, and he's continued that way, and you know, he's done a great job down at Oklahoma State University. I had a struggle last year, but you know, with the transfer portal and the NIL, you know, it's always going to be an up and down year for teams like Oklahoma State. Unless you do go out there and spend the NIL money, you're going to be probably in the same boat that you're going to be in. So hopefully they can get it turned around down there. I'm hoping for my folks to turn it around.
Now, getting drafted by Buffalo, and I was thinking about Bay Area guys because O.J. got drafted there, and when Marshawn Lynch got drafted there from Cal, He was like, oh, that snow's there. I remember at primetime said, Green Bay, don't draft me. You got to put me on layaway. I'm going to charge too much money. When you heard you got drafted by Buffalo, did you think, cool, it's a young team, Jim Kelly, we're going to build something under Marv Levy? Or did you think, oh, no, it's hella cold there?
No, I didn't think either one of those. You know, the one thing that I thought about was, hell, I'm going to be going to the Yankees game. I'm going to be going to see the Knicks play, the Rangers, the Islanders. And, you know, I mean, I'm a guy from Houston, Texas. I've never been past, like, Iowa, you know. So I never went to the East Coast. And so, yeah, I thought I was going to be involved with that. Little did I know it was, you know, almost 8 hours away from Buffalo. So I shifted and spent a lot of time in Toronto, which is a great city, one of my favorite cities of all time. And so, yeah, I thought about that. And yeah, but having Jim and Bruce and Andre and Daryl and Cornelius, all those guys there, I figured that in a couple of years, you know, we would have a pretty darn good football team.
Well, I mentioned Cal. Marv Levy, he actually, when he was at Cal, he gave Bill Walsh, a young high school coach, his first ever college job. And 99 years old now. When how much do you hear Coach Levy in your head to this day, and what are some of the things you remember?
Oh, I remember everything. It's one of those deals where, you know, Marv was such a powerful man in the organization that everybody loved him and everybody respected him. And that's why, you know, we were able to put guys in a Pro Bowl. We were able to go to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row because guys on our team understood where he was coming from. Marv wasn't a yeller. He didn't curse. He didn't do any of that. He expected his players to learn the playbook, to learn the rule book. You know, he would go over those things. And so we were always prepared. I tell you what, when I look back over my 12 years with the Buffalo Bills, I can maybe count maybe once or twice in 12 years now, all the years that I played there, with Wade Phillips being our head coach after Marv retired, there wasn't a time where we weren't prepared. We were always prepared. And I think that started with Marv leaving, that worked through the organization. You know, we never had guys late to meetings. You know, guys practice every day. When Marv said that he wanted to give them a break, you know, guys were out there practicing no matter what. And we had great practices, and we just had a great chemistry of guys that knew what Marv wanted. And like I say, 99 years old, and we still love him. We just was there a couple of months ago for his birthday, and we're having plans to go down and visit him again on his 100th birthday. So just a wonderful human being that I wish everybody could come in contact with.
That's very poignant. That's very cool. All right, let's talk about the Bills right now, because Denver's coming into town. They just got into the playoffs yesterday, and the Bills are going to be heavy favorites. Quarterback Allen might win MVP, might go to Lamar. We'll see what happens with that. But I think a lot of America, I know I do, and I'm an Oakland guy, I kind of root for the Bills. I feel bad about how great your dynasty was and couldn't get it past the top. But, I mean, the Bills right now, of course, you got Kansas City in the way. How do you think things are going to go for your team this year in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I'm going to continue to say what I've always said over the past 3 or 4 years. It doesn't matter how well we play in the regular season. If we can, or anybody else can't beat Kansas City, they're going to continue this ride that they're on. Josh, like you said, Josh Allen is having a MVP season. Lamar Jackson is having a MVP season. But it's the Kansas City Chiefs that have the number one seed. And when I look at the last 3 or 4 games, they are starting to get healthy. They're starting to use Worthy a little bit more. They are clicking kind of at the right time. And, you know, it was kind of up and down all season long for them. But they started turning it on at the end of the season. And we just have to play a solid football game against those guys. I mean, anytime you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes who says, I do not like to play in blowouts. I like to keep the games close and on the line. You know you're dealing with a difficult situation right there. And he's proven that over the years, and that's why, you know, to this point right now, still young in his career, he's one of the greatest to ever play. And we just have to, whatever team is out there is going to have to play their best game in order to beat them, because it's going to be in Kansas City.
Wanted to ask you too about your time in the K-Gun, the no huddle, and leading the league in yards from scrimmage 4 years in a row. No one ever did that, and so many backs aren't prolific at catching the ball. But the guys who were good, like Marcus Allen and Roger Craig, well, you were one of the best of all times. What about taking pride in the fact that you weren't going to just run and block, that you were actually a really good receiver as well?
Yeah, I mean, I took a lot of pride in it because I wanted to be out on the football field for number one, you know. So I you know, even though I carried the ball almost 1,000 times at Oklahoma State, I used to work with my wide receiver coach, who at the time was Houston Nutt, who became, you know, the head coach of Arkansas, Ole Miss. Yeah, he was there when I was there, and so I used to work with him and Hartley Dykes after practice on kind of running routes and stuff. And so once I got drafted by the Bills, I continued to do that same thing because I was like the second guy in line when we went to our third down package. But you know what? I made a point to myself, you know what? I want to be a third down back. And so lining up at wide receiver and coming out of the backfield, catching passes, you know, that's what I had a gift. And that's one of the ways that kept me on the football field the entire time. And if there was a blitz for me to pick up, I was right there to do it. I was right because I wanted to do it, because I wanted to be on the field with Jim. I wanted to be on the field with Andre, our offensive line, Ken Hall. I wanted to be out there a part of the first, second, and third down package. And, you know, I worked on it, and that intensity, the work that I put in to be a back coming out of the backfield and catching the football, that's something that I worked at and really came through for me. And that's why I was able to, you know, like you said, lead the league 4 consecutive years in yards from scrimmage, breaking Jim Brown's record. So it was a big part of my game plan.
One of the best of all time. That's why he's in Canton. Want to remind everyone as well, the 16th annual Pork Rind Appreciation Day campaign is underway from Southern Recipe Pork Rinds. It's time to crunch and also help Mike Dicka's Gridiron Greats Assistant Fund, the GGAF. Thurman Thomas, man, so great having you on. Great stuff, and let's catch up down the road, my man.
All right, thank you, guys. Thanks for having a Pork Rind Appreciation Day on February 9th, 2025. Love it.